he's a cool horse, and he, you know, we have spent some years together now, so I was able to just bank on that a little bit and sit there and enjoy it, but understand what he needs to give his best, and we managed to do that today.
You wanted that one clear round, yeah. and you got it.
Yeah, today was the day, and you know, I had a funny feeling that there might be a couple of things to go my way, and they did. There was a couple of fences we rattled, but it was just a light touch, and knowing that horse so well, I know that that wasn't indicative of him having a clumsy moment or something that was looming down the track of the show jump. So today was the day, and he jumped beautifully.
You talked about your cross-country round being that sort of almost a perfect sporting moment. Did that feel like the perfect sporting week?
It did. And I think it showed the pinnacle of the eventing sport that we do is the cross-country held its own reverence in the whole thing, where we had to deliver a near perfect round in order to really be in the framework, and that for me was what really set me up for today, because yesterday was probably the cross-country round of our career with that horse, myself with that horse, and that meant that he came in today actually quite healthy. It's not just about looking good and doing a good job and all those things and coming close to the time, but it's actually getting him around in such a way that he wakes up fresh and happy today and willing to give me his all again. And, you know, that is the pinnacle of eventing, is it not?